You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Tottenham versus Crystal Palace next. The big news from Palace is that they've splashed out £32 million on Christian Benteke, which obviously is, I read a story saying it was the most expensive sign in their history. I mean, surprised that they even bothered to put that as the headline. Obviously, they've sold Bolasie to Everton for £28 million as well. So a bit of movement around Palace. The fact that they were kind of, they spent so much on Andros Townsend had shocked me. Benteke, I mean, you know, before he went to Liverpool, obviously everyone thought he was fantastic, and he never quite worked at Liverpool, Derek, mainly because of the system they played. But if you adopt a more direct system with Benteke, he will score you goals. I don't think that's a doubt. As for this game, though, Tottenham are 2-1 on. The draw is 13-5, and Palace are 15-2. Tottenham are going to be an interesting watch this season, aren't they? Just to see kind of what they do after that capitulation last time round. Still got a cracking manager. He kind of adopted the Wenger approach, hasn't really strengthened, thinks he's got enough. You know, you can't really better what he's got at the moment, which is sometimes a little bit of a concern when managers say that. You always want them to strengthen or freshen things up. 1-2 at home to Palace. Palace were good away from home for a lot of last season, weren't they?
Yeah, a season ago I would have backed Palace because, you know, I said a million times they were a team that you'd always be backing the big prices away from home. But the chief reason for that was a man called Yannick Bolasie, and he's no longer there. And you ain't going to get lightning quick breaks when you've got Christian Benteke on your side. I mean, you know, Palace offered £30 million, but it wasn't all up front, and Liverpool wanted the money up front because he said it's a lot better than Benteke up front. I mean, of the £30 million they offered initially, £7 million of it was dependent on Palace reaching the Champions League. Apparently Liverpool said, what, with Benteke in your side, come off it. I think he's a criminally bad sign, and I said that when Liverpool signed him for £32 million or whatever it was, and it's even worse now. I can't believe Palace have paid that money, but they added it in the bank from Bolasie. You know, they paid £4 million, I think, more for Benteke than they got for Bolasie, which, you know, is wrong. It's just plain wrong. Doesn't need me to every Palace fan will know that. The long and short of it is that Tottenham will win this game. I think Palace could struggle. I don't think the signings they've made are good enough. People are saying, well, Andros Townsend, he looked a world beater for England. And he did on occasions for Newcastle, but he still went down with them. I'm going to go for Tottenham here. I fancy them strongly.
Harry Kane to score and Tottenham to win either 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1 is 9-2. Dele Alli to score and Tottenham to win is 5-2. Tom, which way are you leaning on this one?
That would probably be my bet, the Harry Kane bet there. I also think under 2.5 goals at even money. Alan Pardew has, in recent years, and there's been a few meetings between these two sides. There's one in the FA Cup, of course, which Palace won. But they've tended to be low on goals at White Hart Lane because typically away from home against this Tottenham side, he tries to sit and he tries to make it compact. They did nick the FA Cup game earlier on this year, 1-0. But Tottenham beat them in the league before, again, 1-0. There were goals at Selhurst Park, but tends to be at White Hart Lane. This is a tighter sort of game. And I worry a little bit for Palace this year. I mean, I think the world's gone mad when Crystal Palace are spending over £30 million on a player, but that is it. And what about Jurgen Klopp, whoever at Liverpool is doing these deals to get rid of players? They must hypnotise, you know, opposition managers and chief executives, because the money that they've managed to bring in for some of these players, someone will be paying £40 million for Balotelli next.
Wolves, apparently.
Yeah, probably. I think Tottenham win. I think it'll be a tight match. It'll be a par score for Tottenham this season at home is always going to be 1-0, 2-0. Nothing really too spectacular, but they'll probably get the job done. So I think you'll be looking at unders on the goals, but I think Harry Kane to score in that enhanced odds special, and Tottenham to win 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1 looks very good.
Yeah, still waiting for his 50th Premier League goal, by the way. And he'll have reached it in 88 appearances if he manages it in this one. So that'll be the joint 10th quickest alongside Robbie Fowler. Interestingly enough, Crystal Palace have had a shocking 2016 so far, won just two of the 20 Premier League games. Crystal Palace, there are 11 points they've got this calendar year, was fewer than Newcastle and Norwich, of course, who were both relegated. Not having a good time of it, Palace, but obviously spending to try and claw the way back into some sort of form.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.